and he's spitting fire and Mike got him out the dryer.
Welcome back in the zone, hour two. Justin Akery, Chris Kane, KTV.
Present.
Here to listen to me and argue with me mostly.
That's what you bring me here to do, right?
Let me apologize in advance to Chris Kane's new wife, Chelsea, is this the first show she's been forced to listen to? Did she listen the other day when you were on?
I think a little bit, here and there, yeah. She
was just waking up.
She did.
A long road trip.
Yes, that was the case.
So you guys settling in?
We're trying.
You guys been able to avoid just randomly bumping into each other? It's weird probably living in a place with someone.
It is a little different, but I like it. It's fun. Yeah. We're getting to know each other a little bit better.
Getting to know you.
She says one thing she hates is when I say sure, and she blames you.
What do you mean?
Well, she says the way you say sure. Well, it's mostly when I'm watching TV or something and she says, hey, can we do this? And I just go, yeah, sure. She hates it.
Yeah. Maybe it's not the sure part she hates, but like you're a pubescent boy. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Huh.
Yeah, sure.
Chelsea, I don't know that I want to take the heat over that.
No, you should.
I'm a terrible influence on you in a number of ways. I don't know that I should take the heat over that, though.
Really? Well, she begs to differ. Sorry about your luck.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. See what I mean?
I was just doing that for effect.
No, that's what you do. But anyway, it's going fine.
Good.
Sure.
7 week itch. It's coming soon. Or is it 7 years?
It's all the same.
All right, a few notes. Some of these courtesy of our intern, Tyler. Arkansas basketball program got a pledge this very morning from former West Virginia combo forward Keaton Miles, who's 6'7", 210, a former Dallas prep star who will redshirt next season, then join Anton Beard and Trey Thompson as Hog newcomers in 2014. This according to HogsIllustrated.com.
This is a guy who had offers from, of course, West Virginia, but also Arkansas, Baylor, Houston, Oklahoma State, among many others, including some Texas schools.
Here's the bottom line. I don't care if he didn't put any numbers up last year or not. He must have spent some time in Bobby Huggins' doghouse. But this kid, if he's being recruited by those schools, he can play.
Yeah. Sophomore, 6'7", 210. Only averaged about 2.5 points last year per game, one rebound. But, it's a guy that maybe could flourish in Mike Anderson's system. I did see on Twitter someone tweeted him asking, why are you transferring? And he said, system didn't fit.
Yep.
So,
meaning, let me just go ahead and say.
Go ahead.
Let me translate that.
Please.
Bob Huggins is a punk, and I don't want to play for him anymore. I could see Bob Huggins being tough to play for.
Definitely. Good coach, though.
Yes.
So that's exciting for Arkansas. I'd rather be a point guard, but we'll take anyone we can get, right?
Yeah. Maybe he'll be a 6. He's a 6'7 combo forward. Maybe he can be a point forward. Like Scottie Pippen, who was 6'7 also.
Speaking of Scottie.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Incoming Arkansas freshman Andrew Benintendi. Benintendi, what a name. Has been named the National High School Player of the Year by the American Baseball Coaches Association. Why do you think that's relevant, Chris? Because he's an Arkansas freshman, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It seems so obvious. Yes. Why would I say something so obvious?
It's pretty humbling. I want to make sure you were listening. Okay. It's pretty humbling, he says. There are a lot of good players out there to get this. It's pretty exciting. All the hard work has paid off. He played in Cincinnati, Ohio this year. Gatorade Ohio Baseball Player of the Year. Finished his senior season with a .564 batting average. 12 home runs, 57 ribbies, 63 runs scored, and 38 stolen bases. This I applaud. You know what I'm most excited about? 38 stolen bases. The stolen base is a lost art. Guys don't steal bases like they used to. When we were growing up, stolen bases was, I mean, that was the deal. Vince Coleman, as much as I hate to see him steal them against my favorite team, he would steal a bunch of them. Obviously, Ricky Henderson. It is a lost art. People do not steal bases the same way they used to.
We've seen the Razorbacks over the years steal bases and more.
But in the major leagues, you don't see a lot.
Sure, sure. In the majors, yes.
And, of course, I blame Moneyball to some degree because, statistically speaking, the folks who were responsible for that, and, of course, that's Billy Bean, would tell you that those are not good. It's not a good risk.
The percentages are not in your favor.
Right.
Yes.
As Dave Van Horn likes to play small ball, which includes some base stealing and some moving the runners and things like that.
Sack bunts. He's all about it.
He is. He's not exactly a money ball guy when it comes to that kind of stuff. News out of the SEC, of course, is that Mississippi State is in the College World Series. That will be tonight, starting on the buzz against UCLA, which is odd.
Mm-hmm.
According to this story on AL.com, Tyler was able to gather for us. Mississippi State, one of the more storied SEC baseball programs, but the closest the Bulldogs came to a fourth-place finish in 1985 with a star-studded team of future major leaguers, Rafael Palmeiro, Will Clark, Bobby Thigpen, and Jeff Brantley. That's pretty filthy. It's hard to believe they haven't won a title yet. UCLA's opponent in tonight's championship. It says UCLA's opponent in tonight's championship series is UCLA. I guess they meant Mississippi State's opponent, which has won a record 108 national championships in team sports. 108 national championships in team sports for UCLA.
108.
That's amazing. Mississippi State looking for its first. So far, the SEC has won 7 national titles in the last calendar year. Alabama in football and men's golf. Arkansas in men's indoor track. A&M in Florida in outdoor track. Florida in women's gymnastics. Georgia in women's swimming. Auburn in equestrian. That doesn't make any sense at all.
You can win a national title.
The SEC won 9 national titles last year. It's most since 98-99. So, again, looking to add one more to make a total of 8. Mm. Trying to chase the Pac-12, which has won 8 titles this year, including 2 skiing championships by Colorado. That's silly. That doesn't count.
You get a national title for that?
What's more ridiculous, that, women's bowling, or equestrian?
Equally.
I like all of them.
Equally ridiculous.
I in no way mean to knock them, but to make an NCAA championship out of it seems a little silly.
Wow. A real championship. Well.
All-time national titles recognized by the SEC. Only titles won as an SEC member count. So Arkansas lost out on some Southwest Conference days. But LSU 46. Arkansas is actually second all-time with 31 in the SEC.
Okay.
29 for Florida, 28 for Georgia, Alabama 19. Vanderbilt, A&M, Ole Miss, and Tulane, formerly, all have won. Missouri and Mississippi State have 0. So Mississippi State has not won a single title in anything in the SEC. This would be their first. So big, big 3-game stretcher. Hopefully only 2 games.
I'm rooting for them.
Absolutely.
I'm
go
rooting
Dogs.
For them.
I can't root for the Bruins.
You need your cowbell?
But if a bear and a bulldog get in a fight, I do not like the bulldog's
chances. You need more cowbell?
Always need more cowbell. Look, it'll be ringing like crazy up in Omaha.
I hope so.
Yeah, I guess. Brett Bielema and his staff just returned from an interesting road trip. They went to scout the setup, the travel, the hotels, the dining facilities, everything in detail on some road trips that has not been common appearances for Arkansas, including Gainesville and the Rutgers game out in New Jersey.
Okay.
Just thought that was interesting. I mean, and I guess I can't remember who I read that said it, but the bottom line was this is not uncommon for staffs to do this. It's extremely uncommon for the head coach to do it.
Really?
Part of the tour of New Jersey included a trip to Yankee Stadium, apparently.
Saw that, yes.
So he says he's not a Yankees fan. Everybody got mad at Twitter. I was just experiencing the world as a Yankee, he says. It's interesting.
Wow. Well, that's cool. He got to go up there.
Apparently.
Pretty sweet gig.
As Arkansas travels.
Check it out.
Yeah. Arkansas travels around the country looking at other facilities. They are preparing to take ownership of their new facility on July 5th. Players will see the building in the middle of the month. The tentative plan is for the building to be ready to go for fall practice when it begins in August. I think that's going to get everybody's juices flowing.
That's exciting news. Have you been seeing the pictures that have been posted on Twitter from coaches, assistant coaches, and whatnot, and staff that, you know, there's plastic covers over the seating. It's all just getting ready to unfold. When is that, July 5th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very cool.
He says, one of the things that's an adjustment for the SEC that I'm not accustomed to is you stay further away from your hotels in general. There's some stadiums that don't work that way, so I kind of wanted to get a feel for that, how long the drive was, the logistics. Every state kind of has different rules as far as your escort. So you get a feel for that. Find out any troubles teams have had in the past. That one was great because I've never been to Florida, talking about the trip to Gainesville. I got to run in and see the swamp and saw the access that we have. Actually, it's a pretty nice setup.
Hmm. Gainesville's a pretty...
It's a nice setup unless you're playing Florida.
It's one of the toughest places to play.
It's fun to go check it out. Not so fun to go in there. Although Arkansas did almost win there a few years ago, and it looked extremely unlikely against the then number one team.
Unfortunately, almost doesn't count. A lot of calls that game pretty questionable.
Brett Bielema was too old to make the – it's not a 40 under 40 list, but it's the best coaches under 40 according to Athlon Sports.
Who is numero uno?
Numero uno is the head coach at Northwestern. It seems like he has been there
really?
For 40
Pat
years.
Fitzgerald?
Pat Fitzgerald, 38 years old, named the best coach under 40 according to Athlon.
Okay.
You know what he's a little bit like? What's Vanderbilt's coach's name? Why am I losing that? Thank you, James Franklin.
Is he on that list?
Nope. He's too old, too. But James Franklin, he's a guy that, in a place that is not traditionally a football power, he has done a really good job.
Yeah, and Pat Fitzgerald has done excellent. And this is alma mater, too, so that's even more special for him. But if you look at his record, you got a guy who's, you know, last year he went 10-3 pretty quietly at Northwestern. You just don't give them, I guess, a lot of credit playing, you know, up in the Big Ten all the time, but 10-3 is pretty good, especially in a big time league like that.
Number two on the list is a guy I like a lot, a guy who some people were pulling for to get in the mix in the Arkansas job, although his record is not gaudy. He has a great pedigree. The former BYU quarterback, now Washington head coach Steve Sarkisian, who also was the offensive coordinator at USC before taking that job. Willie Taggart, former coach at Western Kentucky, who's now moved on to other pastures at South Florida. We'll see if they're greener or not. He's 37. And he's listed as number three on this Athlon list of best coaches under 40. You know what? There are 10 coaches. I should get my top 10 music out for this.
Go ahead. Please do.
It's a little, I'm a little behind the times.
I like Willie Taggart.
Yeah.
I think he's a good coach. He's going down to a very fertile recruiting ground in South Florida, the Tampa area, Clearwater, Sarasota. Excellent recruiting area.
Yeah. It's just in. Florida's got some athletes.
I've heard.
I mean, we went all the way to Florida to get a...
a running back.
An occasional co-host for The Zone.
It's true.
Except Central Florida, not South Florida.
No.
Does Central Florida hate South Florida?
No bitterness
who's
there.
Who's the big rival for Central Florida?
South Florida. USF.
That's what I just said.
Oh, I thought you meant like the southern part of the
no,
state.
No, I mean South Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah. USF.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
Willie Taggart is now. That's
yes.
What I'm
huge rival. I'm not a big fan.
Boo the Bulls.
Boo the Bulls.
Number four on this list. Still suckling daddy's teat. Lane Kiffin, 37.
Oh my. No, they did not.
Yes.
Number four?
Yes.
How?
I have no idea. He's 32 and 19, though, so I will give him credit for that.
Oh, sure.
He's done a great job of assembling a staff.
32 and 19.
That is stops along the way.
Good enough for number four.
That does not
four.
Include his terrible record as the Raiders head coach. Number five on the list, yet to be determined, but he's only 34. Cliff Kingsbury.
Okay.
Great offensive coordinator. Certainly a guy who has panache, who will create some stir some controversy.
Also at his alma mater.
Good
Very
point.
Cool. Good for him.
If I asked you who the head coach is at Memphis, could you tell me?
No.
I couldn't tell
no,
you.
No, I could not tell you.
Mostly because Memphis football has been relevant since the dawn of time.
Who is
Justin Fuente.
How do you spell that last name?
Fuente. He's 37. His opening season there, they were 4-8.
At least they won four games.
But they did have a three-game winning streak to end the season over Tulane, UAB, and Southern Miss.
Wait, was he number five on this list?
Six.
So going 4-8 at Memphis gets you number six on this list? There are not a lot of head coaches under 40, are there?
No.
Wow.
Number seven on the list, Matt Campbell of Toledo, 33 years old, 10-4. 33 years old, a head coach.
Unbelievable.
He was the youngest coach in the country when Toledo promoted him for the Military Bowl against Air Force in 2011. As former Rockets coach Tim Beckman limped to a 2-10 season in Illinois, Campbell went 9-4 in his first full season at Toledo.
That's more impressive than going 4-8 in Memphis.
Yep. They should be in the mix to win the MAC this year for the first time since 2004, according
okay.
to this.
Okay.
Number eight on the list, a familiar name, Brian Harsin.
Yes.
Who has a head coaching record of 0-0, as do the other two coaches I'm going to mention in a moment. He is only 36 years of age. Hopes to become the next offensive coordinator to win big at Arkansas State, and the Red Wolves wouldn't mind if he sticks around a little longer than Hugh Freeze and Gus Malzahn, according to this report on AthlonSports.com, also known as CaptainObvious.com for that comment. Moving on, two other coaches. Brian Polian at Nevada.
Is that Bill Polian's son?
I don't know.
I will look it up.
In fact, it says right here, Polian, the son of NFL executive Bill Polian, has been special teams coach for Notre Dame, Stanford, and Texas A&M. He's 38 years old, has yet to be a head coach. And last but not least, a guy named Matt Rhule, R-H-U-L-E, for Temple. He was integral in rebuilding at Temple in recent years, helping to transform the Owls from a doormat to a MAC contender. He has yet to coach a single game. He was an offensive line coach with the New York Giants. He's 38 years old, and again, no record.
Took
as head
over
coach.
For Steve Addazio, who was a great recruiter at Florida. And I guess Addazio now at Boston College. We'll see how he does.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. Very exciting.
News out of Malibu. I don't know what Scottie Pippen would be doing in Malibu, but he can go where he pleases. He's got plenty of money to
partying
travel.
Partying like a rock star?
Yes. Partying more like The Rock in a WWE fight.
Really?
According to this story. TeamZ.com reporting, which is, again,
as credible as they come.
Unquestioned. I go CNN, Wall Street Journal, TMZ, all in the same
Above
breath.
All. Above all.
Depending
what do
you on do? Your, depending on your political alignments, some people might consider some of those I mentioned TMZ-ish also. Scottie Pippen, apparently, according to this story, KO'd a guy. I'll just read it as
please do.
Turns out Scottie Pippen doesn't need Michael Jordan to win after all, because the NBA legend KO'd a guy in Malibu last night, according to TMZ. Here's what we know. 47-year-old Pippen was outside Nobu in the Boo, Malibu, when he got into a fight with another guy. Not clear at this point what started the altercation, but we know it ended with the other guy getting so injured he was taken to a hospital by ambulance. So there you go.
Interesting.
As somebody pointed out, 6 NBA rings, much more dangerous than brass knuckles.
Yes.
I said when you mess with a bull, you get the horn. So Scottie Pippen is not to be trifled with, ladies and gentlemen. See, and I'm surprised by that because I've only seen him ignore other dudes at bars. I've never seen him actually get into an
altercation. Have you ever talked to him?
I made an attempt to talk to him one night when he was at Bar Louie.
Okay.
And he shunned me after talking to several people who had, you know, blonde hair and breasts. Apparently, if you're a dude, he has no interest in talking to you. I am a lifelong Bulls fan. I grew up as a Bulls fan. I watched him play in the finals. I was
and
so
he
excited.
Shunned you away.
And I have a relationship with UCA. I thought for sure. And I don't think I'm important. And
did
I'm
you
sure-
feel dejected?
I felt rejected.
Rejected, yes.
I was dejected after being rejected, but then it just turned to anger. But the thing is, and again, I would say this for any celebrity, at least give a couple of seconds to go, hey, dude, I don't expect you to sit there and chit-chat, and I know he gets it from everybody.
Sure.
So I am a little bit, I do understand that if you do it for one, then you have to do it for the whole bar. I get that.
Yeah.
My thing is you can't spend an hour chatting it up with ladies, and then if one dude walks up, you can't just, I mean, literally was like, I'm like, oh.
He just turned away.
I literally got the cold shoulder.
Oh, man.
I mean, he gave me the shoulder, which is better than getting beaten up, I guess. He could have beat the crap
that's
out of me. That would have been
true.
Worse.
You know, speaking of Bar Louie and NBA stars, we were out there, Sully, myself, and Roger Susanna one night with a few friends from work. Joe Johnson was there with some friends, and Joe actually made the point to come up where we were sitting and talk to Sully because Sully's covered him throughout his whole career. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is
very
nice.
Classy move.
That is classy.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't think Scottie Pippen's too concerned about whether or not you covered him in his career unless you get a nice rack. Did I just say that on the air? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I think you did.
I'm not bitter.
No.
Okay, let's flip over to something positive, which is Tyler Wilson. Tyler Wilson is, it's been all good feedback so far. We did have a chance to talk to Darren McFadden the other day at his camp that he did. He did one here, of course, at Maumelle High School, and he did one in Northwest Arkansas.
Very cool.
Great to see an Arkansas legend, the greatest running back in Razorback history, giving back to the community. He is now, of course, hoping for a better outcome in Oakland this year, and maybe with Tyler Wilson calling the signals for the Oakland Raiders this year. Tyler sat down with SB Nation to discuss the upcoming season, among other things, and here is that conversation when I can get to it.
Of course.
You'll get it when
on your way.
You'll get to it when I get to it.
Sports cuts.
Of course it is.
It's yeah.
Thank you, Big Baby.
The one that says Tyler Wilson, is that the one?
That one, yeah.
You know what? I don't read that well. Reading's fundamental.
School is for fools.
All right, I'm now joined by Tyler Wilson, former Arkansas quarterback, new Oakland Raider quarterback. How does that sound to your ears?
It's exciting. You know, it's been a while to get to this point. Very excited and ready to get going.
What did you know about Oakland going in? What were the types of conversations you had with them beforehand?
Well, they were the other team at the Senior Bowl, so mm-hmm. I had a chance to meet with them on a number of occasions down there. I really enjoyed, meeting with their offensive coordinator, their head coach, down there, and then to get that phone call on draft day was very, very exciting. And now I'm part of the team, so it's a good deal.
Now rookie camp is behind you. What about the playbook has stood out to you early on?
Well, there's a lot to learn. It's a lot of verbiage different. Than what I was exposed to at Arkansas. We were very much pro style at Arkansas, mm-hmm. but the lingo's different, and it's going to take a little bit to get used to. But I think once you're able to kind of figure out the language, you can play football.
How's the fit for you? Not just with the coaches that you've met early on, but the teammates, your future teammates.
Yeah, a lot of good guys. You know, obviously the other quarterbacks in the room I've built relationships with Terrell Pryor and Matt Flynn. Great guys. I think we got to bounce things off of each other, and so we can get better every single week.
All right, what do you look at as the biggest transition challenge? Becoming a pro quarterback, moving to Oakland, getting used to a new playbook, getting used to the pace of the game. What's going to be the biggest challenge for you?
It's everything that you just said.
Okay.
You know, it's just juggling all that. I mean, I don't think any one thing on that is just too difficult, but all those together are what take its tolls on a rookie, and, And, you know, the guys that can acclimate the quickest have the best chance for success.
All right, and you're from the South. You go to Arkansas. You play in the SEC. Now you go to Oakland. You go to Pac-12 country. What do you know about Northern California, the Bay Area?
Well, I know that the fans out in Oakland are adamant. They're wild. They're crazy.
What? Yeah.
And, you know, it's the same way in Arkansas. In the mm-hmm. SEC, you know, you've got a lot of very, very passionate fans, and I think that's going to be what I'm excited most about is we've got great fans. I got off at the airport the other day, and I hear the Raider call for the first time, mm-hmm. and that's exciting.
You're playing in a new division. When you look at the teams that you're going to be playing against, what stands out to you? It's physical, new types of players. Any names that immediately stand out, like, wow, I now have to play against this guy?
I mean, obviously you've got Denver mm-hmm. and Peyton Manning. You've got Kansas City, a team that I kind of grew up a little bit watching while I was younger in Arkansas. And then the West Coast teams that you're going to play on occasion. Then we've got some preseason games and Thanksgiving games that would stand out to you for us. So I'm excited.
All right, and what teammates have you spoken to? What kind of relationship do you have with your future teammates?
Well, Matt and I, the quarterback room right now for me is probably the closest niche group that I've got because, you know, that's where you spend most of your time. And, you know, I think that room, you have to have some kind of chemistry in order to be successful. So Matt and Terrell right now.
You went through a unique situation, to say the least, in your senior year in college. Dealing with the transition with the coaches, dealing with the season that had its ups and downs. How do you take what you experienced last year into the pros and how you sort of weather ups and downs there?
We have changes every single year in the pros. I mean, you've got a lot. You've got locker room changes that you have to deal with, players that might be with you 1 year and not the next, as well as coaching staff changes. You know, it's like a revolving door, and so you have to acclimate quickly. You have to adjust, and you have to be able to let those things go and just play your game. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that I learned last year is there's a lot of changes, and you have to be able to adapt very, very quickly.
Now, one of the big differences, you go from being a student, now you're a professional. This is your job. Right. One of the perks of that, you get paid. Right. You get money. So outside of maybe house, car, your day-to-day stuff, what have you always sort of looked forward to getting with a paycheck? Anything cool? Anything dumb that you know is dumb? Anything like that?
You know, I'm going to be pretty conservative. I'm happy right now. I think, you know, it's good that you come in and you live nicely, but I want to make sure that I have everything on field taken care of this year.
Sure.
And I'm sure, and you know, hopefully that works out well, and then you can go out and have some nice things a little bit later.
So you're a traveler? Are you a car guy? What are you? What's the vice?
I like to play golf. If there's a vice, it'd be golf.
You have Pebble Beach, not terribly far away.
There's some good places out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, his name is Tyler Wilson, new quarterback, Oakland Raiders. Tyler, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks so much.
That is Tyler Wilson with SB Nation. And, if you're Tyler Wilson, you get a little downtime in between workouts. I would think you've got to go play Pebble Beach, right? It's right there.
It's right there. Why not? Beautiful location up there in the San Francisco and the Bay Area.
Yep.
Absolutely awesome. Well, we'll see how he does. Training camp, couple months.
Passionate fans, for sure. Well, it'd be great to see him run the job and watch him and Darren McFadden in the same backfield. That would be wild. And who knows? Maybe, just maybe, Felix will end up out there. He's only got a one-year deal in Philadelphia. We'll see.
Really?
Well, hopefully it goes well for him, though, and they want to keep him.
Yeah.
Be good for him, too. So, game balls and jock straps. If you went in, we've got red, white, and who? Isn't that? Did I do that right, Matt?
Who?
Exactly. He does it better. I don't know why I try. So if you need, if you want to win a really cool Budweiser cooler from our friends at Budweiser, because I mean, who else would provide it? That would make no sense at all. You aren't going to get a Budweiser cooler from Acme, now are you? Doesn't make any sense at all. Segment brought to you in part by our friends at Landers Ford. I do want to thank the Landers family of vehicles down in Benton, Arkansas for sending us out for the golf tournament the other day. We had a great time on Friday out at Hurricane Golf and Country Club. What a nice, nice place. Had a blast over there the other day. Landers Ford, not to be undersold, folks. Savings have never quite been like this. Interest